Before I start my closing statement, again, I just want to thank you for your careful attention and for your interest in the Word of God. And again, just encourage us all to go back to our homes and to our places of dwelling and just continue to seek the Scriptures and ask God that He would open our eyes and give us understanding. Again, it doesn't matter whether our arguments ultimately or our persuasion persuade you for a while, but it depends. Your soul depends not on our arguments, but on the truthfulness of the Word of God. The previous two debates that we've had together are foundational to what we've been considering this evening. If I believed what Pat does and what he believes the Bible says about the nature of man, we are inherently good, that fallenness is not an issue of our nature, but merely of choices. If I believe that we were by nature as upright as Adam and continue to be, and it's merely a matter of bad choices. And likewise, according to the last debate, if I believe that justification was by works and not by faith alone in Christ alone, I too would stand exactly where Pat does on this issue. Because it's a salvation that ultimately is dependent on man. And I use that term ultimately. Now, we've seen that there are conditions, there are issues of conditions and what God uses as a means to save people and to bring them safely home to Himself. But ultimately, what Pat is propagating, I believe, to be a man-centered and ultimately a man-dependent gospel. If you will, think of the helicopter again, dropping down the lifeline. God has supplied the lifeline of Jesus Christ, and you are in the water and you're struggling. Let's even say that you're not even dead yet. Though we might argue that you're dead in the water. But let's say the person is alive and drop down the line. In Pat's system, you have had that provided for you, and it's up to you to hold on. There's no strength given you. All the strength is in the helicopter external from you. And some of you, and I know myself well enough, if it's ultimately dependent on me, I'm in big trouble. That's why the Bible says, I will look to the hills from whence my help comes. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly and justified those who were outside of Him. While we were yet enemies, Christ died for us. He offers a salvation that is of Him, and we cast ourselves on Him, and we're dependent on Him. And I'm not only dependent at the beginning of my salvation, but continually, to the end of my day and eternally, I am absolutely dependent on God to save me. It doesn't mean I'm passive. You've heard that tonight. It's not passivity. May I suggest perhaps another illustration, though illustrations break down at some point. God sets down the lifeline. But in the lifeline, there is a kind of a strap and carabiners and all the things which are means to fasten us in. And when I fail, and when I fall, and when I lose grip, God's grace catches me. Even when I am weak, even when I am frail, even when I'm sinned, God has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I, by God's grace, continue to hold on to Him. Now, what Galatians 5:4 and other passages teach is if you snap yourself loose from that and detach yourself from the means of God's grace, you will plunge and you will die. I absolutely believe that. But ultimately, when I am weak and I am frail and I am not all that I ought to be, which is every day, God's grace catches me, and I look and I say, I can't believe you caught me, and I embrace it again as God's mercy to me. Ultimately, this is a question of the nature of man. It's the question of the nature of salvation. Ultimately, is it dependent on me, or ultimately, is it dependent on God? And I simply declare again, there is no hope outside of Christ. True justifying faith has three essential elements. The sole and only object is the person and work of Jesus Christ. That the only true saving faith is that which is joined to repentance and ongoing repentance. Not just at the beginning, but ongoing repentance. That's what I've been repeating all night. Without a continual repentance and an enduring faith, an enduring repentance, there is no justification, there's no salvation. In some ways, we're talking at the opposite ends, but at the end of the day, we kind of almost come around to the same. We're both saying you must persevere to be saved. And if you don't persevere, you won't be saved. We agree on something. We agree on who will be in that category. Or we disagree on who will be in that category and whether once you're there, whether you can lose it. But please don't miss the emphasis. Both of us are stating, you must look to Christ. You must look to Christ alone. You must have faith in Him. You must repent from your sins and trust in Him alone. And you must persevere. You must endure to the end. Only those who endure to the end shall be saved. But it will be an endurance of absolute dependence on the person and on the work of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for your attention tonight.